for this, I let the Ag boys go. In fact, it was more Roger had to give his speech and didn't know his own schedule. So they're in the big auditorium speaking right now as we speak. And the upside for me is I've been looking forward to this because I can tell my wife that I did get to do it. I got to meet Chef Joe Getz. He is with Founding Farmers, and he is a graduate of the Culinary Institute of America, which, folks, for those of you who don't know what that means, that's a big deal. That's a really big deal, which means that Chef Joe is good at what he does and has been one of the top chefs in the D.C. area. Chef Joe, good to have you on News and Views.
Good to be here.
All right, tell me about Founding Farmers.
Founding Farmers, located in D.C., we have it's been established November 2008. It's been going great. We've had great rapport with our guests. Very busy restaurant. The Farmers Group also has a second restaurant, which is Farmers and Fishers and Bakers in Georgetown. Then we also have one in Montgomery County. So since November 2008, we've three restaurants that we've opened.
I remember when this all started, when Agraria started, and then it grew
into the
Farmers, Fishers, you know. But they wanted to prove to people who come to a melting pot like Washington, D.C., that what we produce here in the heartland of this country is some of the best food in the world. And then they find people like you to make sure they know it. So is it working? Is the model working?
It's working really well. Working well. The fact that we have growth and our sales are very, very pleased with, and response from the public has been fantastic. And the family here in North Dakota is just really digging it with my first visit here to North Dakota at the convention. So it's been great.
I can tell you this, that my wife will be like a groupie when I tell her that I got to meet you. Once she hears you've been on the Food Channel, and once she hears that your restaurant's been highlighted, you know, if here's the thing, everybody likes food to be of comfort, you know, that you're used to what you're used to. I've been looking through your Founding Farmers cookbook, and instantly I ran into the word meatloaf. I mean, I like that word. I like that word a lot. You know, the type of food that you make obviously is something that people around here would relate to.
Yeah, I think a lot of the foods, the recipes in the book, got some of 100 of our best recipes that we do in the restaurant. And, you know, it's foods that hug you. It's foods that people can relate to. It's foods that people grew up on.
Yeah.
It's basically we take everyday foods and prepare it exceptionally well.
You've got a recipe in here for straw and hay.
Straw and hay.
Talk to me about that.
Straw and hay pasta. Is basically it's spun around vegetables, but everything's cut like straw, so everything sits like a little haystack.
I think it's cool.
That's fantastic.
I think it's way cool. I just think the whole process of making it it's such an adventure and fun. I want to talk about the cookbook, because the minute you get off air, people are going to say, where do I find it? Where do I get it? Because I didn't, they're going to yell at me for not getting that out there.
Right.
So how do they find out more about your restaurant? How do they get this cookbook?
In D.C., the restaurant is available in all of our restaurants, in all three restaurants. It's also available online, and it's also available here at the convention as well.
There's 100 recipes for true food and drink, and it's done by the people that own the American Family Farmers and this restaurant. And so talk about a great holiday gift. It'd be perfect.
It's a great gift. It's a great gift. The cover fits the holidays. It's a fantastic book. It's a great gift. I'm actually going to be giving them away quite a bit this holiday.
So somebody's been out there fighting getting the corn off. And it's been a wet season, and they've been waiting for the ground to freeze up so they can get the combine even through that last soggy field of corn they got. You know, and they're mad. They didn't get to go deer hunting. So they're done. They got the equipment put away. They're going to make a trip out to D.C. They're going to come into your restaurant. And last Friday night when they went to Wakeside, or they went to whatever their favorite restaurant was, they had a great ribeye and a, you know, a baked potato or whatever. If they sat down and they're that type of an eater, and they walk into Founding Farmers, what would you recommend to them? What would you say, you know what, give this a try?
I think your first meal of choice at Founding Farmers is going to be, I think it's going to have to be, my personal favorite is one of our favorite handcrafted sodas, which is the orange soda is my favorite. Any of our great cocktails are fantastic. But when it gets right down to the food, I recommend the bacon lollies, which is a cinnamon cured bacon that has been dry roasted in the oven slowly as that fat renders. So it's kind of like caramelizes, crystallizes, and we get great sweetness and smoky from the bacon. It's a great table thing. And as well as the fried green tomatoes. And then I would ease into the pot roast, which is my personal favorite. finish it up with a carrot cake and a cup of black coffee.
Chef Joe, do you mind taking a call or two if people ever?
Yeah,
237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. I told you I was looking forward to just getting a chance to visit with you, but I'm not liking it so much anymore because my phone's already texting. Pick me up a copy of the cookbook. I'll pay you for it. Get me a copy of the cookbook. I'll pay you for it. Now all of a sudden I'm going to be a book salesman traveling down the road. So
it's all for a good cause.
It's all for a good cause.
Buy by the case.
If you got a question for the chef, just give us a call, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Where'd the passion for food come from?
Oh, you know, I've been doing it all my life. Really, when I fell in love with the kitchen, is it's at a young age. I worked in dishwashers, I worked in pubs and stuff like that. But really, when I first fell in love, was working in hotels. And the first time I've entered the kitchen, I fell in love with the noise, the smells, the screaming, the pace, the intensity. And I was like, this is what I can get a hold of. That's sort of when I really said, this is what I want to do.
You know, people like you and I just don't get to walk into the Culinary Institute of America and say, oh, yeah, I'm here, teach me. I mean, how'd you get accepted into that? You must have earned your way pretty well.
Yeah, it's, I tell you, the acceptance level back then when I went, I guess a while ago, I can't quite remember the date, but a handwritten essay, and it was, you had to have at least 2 years of experience before you can enter the school, and they had a high standards of, to get the acceptance level, so... But it wasn't a
life-changing experience, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, and, the way the process works is we graduate only 5% of your starting class actually graduates at the end. So we do fall off quite a bit.
In other words, anything worth having, right?
Or they don't want to do it. It's just not what I thought I was getting into.
Yeah, exactly. I think that there's something to that as well. In terms of America and where it's going food-wise, you know, there's a lot of interest in great events like this, like going to Founding Farmers and all of that. But yet a lot of people are telling us that we're just eating wrong. Are we?
I don't think we're eating wrong. I think we may eat inappropriately at times when we overindulge, but I don't think we're eating wrong. I think we need to do a better job knowing where our product is coming from and where things are sourced from and really understanding the product, supply chain of things you're eating. It's very important for us to educate our guests on sort of, you know, where the food comes from. And if we can control that supply chain, it helps us endeavor.
Well, and that's one of the reasons you're here. I mean, you're in Minot, North Dakota today to
this
talk to the Farmers Union, to folks about, hey, you know, the quality of the food matters. What are you going to cook for them today? What are you going to show them?
We're going to do black pepper gnocchis with sausage, which is in our cookbook. So we'll be cooking it right from
there. Tell them what that is.
Gnocchi is a potato dumpling. And if you're familiar with raviolis, I always say it as if a ravioli wanted to grow up, it wants to be a gnocchi.
It wants to be a gnocchi.
That's right.
So how do you make it?
It's very similar to mashed potatoes. We boil them. We start with, we use the White Diamond potatoes, which is located here in North Dakota. So we use that in all of our restaurants. Boil those till tender. We peel them. And then we rice them. Then we add a little egg, flour, olive oil, salt, and black pepper. And we hand fold it very, really gently so we end up with a real delicate, fluffy gnocchi. And then from that, we treat it just like you would treat any other pasta, whether it's dried pasta, fresh pasta. We poach them till they float, and then we just add it to a little bit of mushroom sausage cream sauce with a little amaretto.
It just sounds good. It sounds really good. Chef Joe, I know they're going to be pulling and tugging at you. I'm going to come by a little bit later and get some books from you, okay?
Yes, come by for a little gnocchi as well.
You bet. Thanks for coming by.